Welcome to the Anabu AI blog in audio. Today we're discussing an article called AI-Enabled Workforce, How to Prepare Your Business for the Future of Work. It's by Brett Allegray Wood on the Anabu AI blog, and the framing he opens with is the thing I want to get to straight away.
And the framing is right there in the first line. It's about realignment, not replacement. If you're an owner with 50 people on the payroll, that distinction matters a lot.
It does. So let's start with the mindset shift Brett says leaders need to make first. And it's not a technical shift, it's a mental one. Most leaders still treat AI as something for IT or the analytics team. His argument is that it's now a core business skill. Every leader needs to understand how it fits into decisions and workflows.
Which is a big ask. Most owners I know are already running at full capacity. So what does understand actually mean in practice?
The article breaks it into three layers. The first is understanding, and Brett is clear it's not about learning to code. It's a practical grasp of what AI can do with data and prompts. Short workshops, real examples from your industry, visible wins from comparable businesses. The goal is turning AI from a mysterious concept into a useful tool.
Because fear comes from not knowing, and there's real fear in teams right now. People worried about their jobs, worried they won't be able to keep up.
Brett takes that head on. He talks about psychological safety and how people adopt technology faster when they feel safe to experiment. If mistakes get punished, effort goes underground. Some employees fear being replaced. Others assume the tools are beyond them. His answer to both is the same: transparent, calm leadership. Show people examples of AI improving work, not removing it.
That's grounded. So what's the second layer?
Adoption. Once people understand what AI can do, they start applying it to their actual work. The key is to begin with things that already frustrate people. Repetitive data entry, drafting, scheduling, analysis. Real progress happens when AI starts solving problems people actually care about.
You're not asking for a full overhaul. You're asking them to fix one annoying thing.
Exactly. And then the third layer is amplification. That's where AI really starts to augment what your best people do. They get back time and insight. They can think more strategically, mentor others, spot patterns they never had the bandwidth to look at before. Productivity shifts towards something more creative.
Less doing the same things faster, more doing entirely different things with the time you recover.
That's a good way to put it. And Brett gives a real example of this working. A mid-sized consulting firm in Singapore started by automating repetitive research tasks for their analysts. Specific goal: reduce the time spent gathering data for client reports. Within 3 months, the average analyst was saving 6 hours per person each week.
6 hours? That's close to a full working day every week.
And they use that time to deepen client insights and improve the quality of their presentations. Then leadership moved to the next layer, training managers to use AI to summarize client feedback and detect patterns in satisfaction scores. Instead of quarterly reviews, they had continuous insight into performance.
So instead of finding out how a client feels 4 times a year, you know all the time. That changes how you manage a relationship.
Completely. The final step was amplification. The firm built an internal learning hub where staff shared prompts, tools, and examples with each other. Within a year, the culture had shifted from reactive to proactive. AI wasn't something people used occasionally. It was part of how they thought.
That cultural shift is the one that actually sticks. But how do you get there practically? Is there a roadmap in the article?
There is. 5 steps. Assess your readiness first. Where are you already using automation and where are the gaps? Then identify 3 or 4 practical use cases and prioritize the ones where you can get an early win. Build capability through training. Run small pilots with clear goals and measure outcomes and time saved and accuracy improved. Then scale what works.
And keep people in the loop throughout. That seems to be the common thread here. This doesn't work if you just drop it on people without warning.
That's the point. The article also covers data ethics. As AI scales into daily work, responsible handling of data becomes non-negotiable. Privacy, consent, transparency. And Brett frames it not as a compliance exercise, but as a cultural value. It builds trust with staff and customers alike.
Which ties back to everything else. You can't build a culture of responsible AI use if leadership isn't modeling it.
Well put. So what's the one thing you take away for someone listening this week?
Pick one repetitive task in your team that's eating 2 or more hours a week and test whether an AI tool can reduce it. Just one task. Start there.
Mine is to have an open conversation with your team about AI before you do anything else. Ask what excites them. Ask what concerns them. Listen before you lead. That's the foundation everything else sits on. The full article is at anabu.ai. And if you want this working in your own business, you can book a free AI audit there as well.
Worth the read. See you next time.